Hello, everybody. Before we get started with today's interview, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to the folks at CU Solutions and their second annual Love My Credit Union campaign. This campaign highlights credit unions giving back to their communities and sharing their heartfelt work on videos. These videos are being shared to inspire random acts of kindness and give back to charities that are near and dear to credit unions and their members. So go visit lovemycreditunion.org today. On the show today, we have Callahan's Michelle Parker talking about Iowa, Arkansas, Ohio, Mississippi, leading the nation in credit union mortgage lending, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and we are talking about some pretty cool mortgage lending growth in certain specific states with Michelle Parker from Callahan's. How are you, Michelle?
Good. Thank you for having me today. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for asking. Hey, getting back to our topic at hand here, I just read kind of a recent report that you guys put out. You guys are putting out all sorts of content, so keep that going. But some certain states, Iowa, Arkansas, Ohio, Mississippi, they all lead the nation in credit union mortgage lending growth. What's going on here?
Great question. I think it actually helps to start with some of the national trends that we're seeing within the credit union loan portfolios. So for instance, when you look at the segmentation of them, about 41% of the entire credit union portfolio is designated to first mortgage origination, mm-hmm. or first mortgage loans, I should say, mm-hmm. followed by 9% other real estate loans. So these five states that we chose actually have pretty different compositions from the national one that you're seeing, and they're actually shifting towards that.
Oh,
so as they shift, you're seeing a higher percentage of growth.
Okay, very cool. So why just these states, though? I mean, is it an economic thing? Is it a regional thing? Is it, what's going on? I mean, it's just, and how can they be an example for the rest of the country? This is really good news.
All good questions. Yeah, I think it's very important when you're looking at growth trends to look at the institutions on an individual level as well.
Okay.
For instance, we're seeing in Arkansas that one credit union in particular is driving a lot of growth. So it is very important as you look at state level to look at individual level and kind of connect the dots there, because one credit union, for instance, Arkansas Federal Credit Union, is driving about $41 million in origination growth as of the second quarter of 2016. That's like more than double than all the other ones originating within the state. So. For all data intents and purposes, you have to look individually. But they are really a huge driver. They have product differentiation, so they're offering lower rates on their mortgages. Mm-hmm. They have an option, actually, to refinance 15 years into the 30-year term.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so there's definitely innovation there and different ways of marketing your products. Mm-hmm. So they are leading a trend, if you will, in mm-hmm. what states can do within the real estate funds.
What about states like California, where the cost of house is like the cost of a city, basically? What can credit unions do there?
Oh, it's wild. And this housing stock there is really tight, too. I think things are flipping really fast because people have to come ready with almost cash in hand from what mm-hmm. it seems like. But they have higher loan volume there. So it's definitely a different story than the other states.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just kind of throwing that out there because that's where I live, and it's nutty out here. The real estate industry is crazy out here. But
it really is, yes.
But anyway. Are there any, you gave Arkansas Federal Credit Union an example of what they're doing. Are there any other best practices that these credit unions are doing? Because since you're looking at them at an individual level, are there anything that they're doing that we could share for other folks and maybe spark some additional growth for some other credit unions?
Of course, yes. First and foremost, having CUSO or Credit Union Service Organization partnerships can really help smaller to mid-sized credit unions mm-hmm. that want to either start or grow their mortgage origination funds. I know that there's a lot of compliances involved and underwriting standards that have to be met. So with partnerships like that, it really alleviates pressure and allows funds to grow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Excellent. And so what do these states tell us about how credit unions can keep the momentum going, even into the holidays, which is traditionally not a big house buying season, but it sounds like the momentum is there for possible even more growth through these
few
months?
Staying connected with your members is really critical, making sure that the products and your terms get across and in front of them, and just making sure you understand their financial goals. Every credit union has a special field of membership and SEG, and just understanding what kind of members you're working with, and maybe if they are at a certain age and starting families, I'm just kind of getting in front of them and knowing what do you want to do with your life? What are your financial goals? Right, and then connecting the dots for them.
Yep. Is a house on the horizon for you, basically? Or maybe even, maybe they're already in a house. Maybe they're looking to upgrade since they're starting a family, that type of stuff. Looking to get a little bit bigger place to accommodate more kiddos, that type of thing.
Of course, and even getting your members credit ready for some of those products.
Oh, yeah.
Because underwriting standards are so strict, and mm-hmm. a lot of groups, especially millennials, do not have the minimum credit score requirements. They don't use credit card products as often, so they don't have a credit history to really demonstrate that they're ready for those. Mm-hmm. So getting ahead of that and being prepared is, I think, a mission critical thing for credit unions, and they're strategically positioned to do that.
Yeah, no doubt. So it sounds like planning is a big part of all of this.
Absolutely.
Indeed. Yeah, because, the sooner you start, the better. If you get pre-qualified, all that type of stuff, man, that the power is in the consumer at that point instead of the other way around.
Indeed. I think a consumer, especially in this day and age, is very impatient. They don't want to be told no and have to wait 6 months or a year to get their credit score up. So if you can get ahead of that and let them know what needs to happen, they will be much much happier and much more responsive to you and making you the primary financial institution of choice.
No doubt. Credit unions can certainly step up in that area, and they do. So it's a really good place for them to be. All right. So to wrap up here, where can folks find out more about these really cool performances? And again, they can kind of share and kind of adopt some of these really cool practices and spark some new growth at their place as well. Where can we find out more?
Great question. So first and foremost, all this information lives within the Callahan product suite, specifically peer-to-peer, which is a benchmarking platform. It allows credit union professionals to understand their portfolios and areas of improvement. And of course, our editorial arm on creditunions.com has a lot of information, best practices, trends, you name it. We cover everything within the credit union industry.
You guys do that. That is an understatement. You guys do a great job. So
thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Michelle, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to chat with us about this really cool trend. We hope it keeps going, and we don't see why not. And keep up the good work there at Callahan's as well.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you having us on today.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.